for this, and I went there and sat by her side and tried to comfort her. What's the matter, Jan? Or Jane, whatever the name was. What was her name?
Christine.
Huh? Christine. Christine. What's the matter, Christine? What? Be happy. Now that you had come here and you passed so many number of days there and you heard about him and it's so good. She says, no, I'm very happy. These are the tears of remorse in asking a certain thing of him and him answering it. I said, what? How can that be? What's the matter? What did you ask? What did you get? And why are you in remorse for it? Oh, says, then she starts telling me within 15 minutes of her tale that how she longed to see him physically, that she has not seen him. All the pictures of Baba that come across her, they don't satisfy her, and she longed to see him. And says, one day, some days back, she said, I saw him physically, sitting there on the chair, and I adored him. And that was the end of it all. And when that seeing him passed away, I took it to be so natural that I did rush to him and embrace him or did this or did that, because he appeared to be so natural that he is there. And I just lost the opportunity. Why? Because it was not tempered or charged with love for him. So instead of my having longed to see him, had I longed to love him, asked him for his love, I would have had both the things, seeing him as well as the love for him. So that's why I am in remorse. But he gave me his physical presence because I longed for it. Why didn't I long for his love? You follow? Do you follow what I'm saying?
Very tender story.
Yeah.
I think she's...
So then she said that now... I said, then well, better luck next time. Then she said that yes, now I'm determined to long for his love.
Did you feel that she was being somewhat hard on herself? Because to me, when you want to see, she also... It was an expression of love, I think, too.
She said she didn't love
Baba? No, she said, but she had to long, instead of longing to see him, had she longed to love him, it would have been a different story.
Her very remorse about that is love for him.
Yeah, that is
true. She did get his love.
She said originally it was the appearance.
Right, she got his love because she's concerned about
him. Yeah, that's what it is.
But that's his love, that's what it is.
But that's what she says. But she didn't realize that, that by her tears were nothing but overflow of the love that she has received. But that's not sufficient. With that love, he should manifest that. That love is not the love that we are just reflecting that love through our remorse, through our tears and all that. To love him is to see him as he really is. Not his physical being, or his coat, or his buttons.
To see him as he really is means to see him in all things.
Yeah, that is.
Because part of it, didn't she say how part of her wanting to see him, because you were telling stories about how love is so much more than seeing him.
She realized later on.
But in the stories you were talking about that in the hall. But she, who, although she came for Baba, I mean, she was a minister. She said that she felt that if she could see Baba, then by seeing Baba, she would love Baba. But then she found he gave her this gift of seeing him, but realized that it was the opposite. If she had only longed for the love, then she would have had everything.
She would have had him as well as...
Erwin told the same story.
Oh, he was lucky.
One time he was in the hall with Baba.
Yeah.
And he had the same thought, that if Baba would just look deep in my eyes, that would be really the thing. Mm. So he was sitting there, and his eyes were down on the floor somehow, thinking these things. And then he had a feeling that he should look up.
Well, if he wants Baba to see him.
So he looked up, and there was Baba, of course, across the room, looking deep in his eyes. Mm. And he said, well, what did I see? I saw two eyes. Why? Then it occurred to me afterwards. I said, why? because I was thinking about these things and not not remembering him. I wasn't there. I wasn't ready to actually to look him in the eye.
Eric seems the lovers never satisfied, no matter what.
Lovers and farmers are never satisfied with his bounties. His bounties are never what you call received with grace. Farmers and lovers. First are the lovers in the ranks and then the farmers. If you ask any farmer, well, how was the rain? How is the season? Oh, it should have been this and should have been that. Even if there is nice rain, good rainfall, I said, now we are happy. Oh, the rain has flooded our fields. The rain has spoiled the crop.
The lover never complains about the flood, though.
I have noticed that. Both of them, they stand in the same category.